It's common for all members of a city council to vote unanimously to move forward with goodwill, no matter how long they have wrangled to reach a major compromise. That did not happen at the Richmond City Council meeting this week, when the council approved Chevron's complex oil refinery expansion permit. Even after 9 years of litigation, City Council and Planning Commission meetings and negotiations with Chevron, Mayor Gail McLaughlin and Vice Mayor Jovanka Beckles abstained on the final midnight vote at the end of an impassioned 5.5-hour City Council meeting. KPFA's Ann Garrison spoke to Vice Mayor Beckles about why she abstained.
Jovanka Beckles, could you explain why you and Richmond Mayor Gail McLaughlin abstained on the final vote to approve Chevron's complex refinery expansion in Richmond?
Well, initially, there was a unanimous vote to accept Alternative 11, which, of course, came about as a result of environmentalists and community groups really fighting and demanding a better project. So I felt good about voting yes on that. And while it wasn't perfect, it was certainly a better alternative than what the company Chevron initially proposed. But on the final vote, which was on the conditional use permit, there were opportunities for us to include the conditions that the Planning Commission was recommending. And those conditions were coming from Richmond residents who were saying that we needed a project that was truly modern, that was truly going to be giving us a cleaner project. And that's the alternative that I wanted. We obviously didn't have the vote for that, but this was going to be an opportunity for us to include my suggestion and by motion to include a portion of the money that we were going to be getting from Chevron, which is $90 million. So I wanted to include, and the mayor was in agreement, that some of that money needed to go towards keeping a community hospital. We need schools and hospitals. Those are two, like, really important resources in a community that provides for a healthy community. And because that option was not included, I didn't feel comfortable voting for something that didn't include an opportunity to keep our residents from dying.
It was a dramatic moment in the city council hearing, and it looked like that was really where the rubber hit the road for you and Gail, that you both said, doctor's hospital, no money for doctor's hospital, that's it.
Right.
We're abstaining.
Right, right. No money for doctor's hospital. Then without the opportunity to discuss how we could bring some money into keeping that hospital open, there was no way I could vote yes in good conscience. And I certainly didn't want to vote no either, because I felt that there were some good concessions. There were some good compromises that were made, and one of those compromises was the $90 million. That was great. So I didn't want to vote no against that, but I couldn't vote yes without some support to keeping doctors' hospital open. Again, people are dying, people will die without a hospital in this community, and it was for me unconscionable to vote on a project that didn't include some kind of measures to making sure that our community have health care close by.
So would you have made it a unanimous vote for the sake of unity if funds for Doctors Hospital had been included?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
According to Doctors Hospital, they treated 12,000 of the 15,000 people who sought hospital care after the Chevron refinery explosion and fire of August 2012. Where are they going to go if there's another explosion and fire, or just to seek care for the inevitable health consequences of living near an oil refinery?
Exactly. You know, my point, exactly. Where are they going to go, and how are they going to get there? So many of our residents who rely on doctors don't have transportation to get to Martinez should something like this occur again. And the fact that 12,000 of our residents were seen there is really indicative of the importance of having that hospital close by.
And that was Richmond's Vice Mayor Jovanka Beckles speaking. KPFA's Ann Garrison